Well, when it was all said and done, the fiscal cliff package finally approved by Congress did include the Farm Bill as well as important tax extensions. The measure extends the 2008 Farm Bill for the rest of the fiscal year, permanently extends capital gains tax for those earning less than $450,000 a year, and increases the estate tax from 35% to 40% with a $5 million exemption. The extension of the current Farm Bill through the end of September 2013 is a trimmed-down version of the plan proposed by Senate and House Agriculture Committee leaders over the weekend, as a Senate aide said it would extend the dairy program some want to replace and leaves out disaster assistance. There is also no funding for energy provisions and other expired programs that were in the 2008 legislation. Pat Roberts, ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, said the extension isn't the best possible bill, but is the best bill possible at this time. He said it provides consumer certainty by avoiding the dairy cliff and provides certainty to producers and their lenders as Congress continues work on a farm bill in 2013. However, Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow was a little more pointed with her comments, calling the Farm Bill extension incomplete, stating that it ends funding for important parts of the bill while continuing costly taxpayer subsidies that were ended in the Senate-passed Farm Bill. Rather than embracing the bipartisan Senate Farm Bill, which cut $24 billion in spending, she says the partial extension has no reform and no deficit reduction. She also notes that the partial extension hurts many areas of the agriculture economy. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.